This is Northwest News from KPLU. How to limit the carbon pollution that causes climate change and global warming is a key issue as lawmakers get going in Olympia this week. Dozens of legislative proposals have been submitted on the topic. One of the first is Initiative 732 from a group called Carbon Washington. But as KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains, its chances may be undermined by a lack of consensus among environmentalists.
I-732 would put a tax on carbon similar to the one in place in British Columbia. The grassroots campaign behind it has submitted more than enough signatures to qualify, says its founder, Yoram Bauman.
We hit 350,000 signatures maybe in the middle of December, so that's behind us.
Now it's moving forward and must either pass the legislature or, if that fails, a vote by the people in November. Bauman's convinced it will succeed because it's revenue neutral, unlike the most prominent of competing ideas, which would use carbon policy to find ways to raise money for other programs, including education. Bauman says I-732 doesn't do that.
It replaces part of the state sales tax with a carbon tax, so fossil fuels will cost a little bit more. Everything else will cost a little bit less.
Its biggest competitor is the Alliance for Jobs and Clean Energy, which includes most mainstream environmental groups, as well as big labor and social justice organizations representing people of color who are most impacted by climate pollution. Becky Kelly is president of the statewide Washington Environmental Council. She says it was a huge disappointment when Carbon Washington decided not to join them, instead forging ahead with I-732.
We have to beat Big Oil. And when you pick a fight with Big Oil, you better bring a lot of friends.
She says, remember what happened with policies such as GMO food labeling, which was clobbered by out-of-state money spent on attack ads. Even with this lack of consensus, most businesses know that limiting carbon will be a necessity. Some are already calculating their footprints in anticipation of whatever policy makes it through. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.